Friday. It is 102.9 The Wolf, the Twin Cities new country leader. Sunshine today, 70. By Wednesday of next week, high temps in Wolf Country of 90.
Whoa.
How about that? All right. If that wasn't good, this is Mandy. Choose your good news.
Well, it looks like opening day isn't going to sneak right past the St. Paul Saints. Even though their season is delayed, like a lot of other sports teams, they still found a fun and creative way to have some fun with their fans. On May 19th, they're having, and I love the name of this promotion, it's called Nopening Day. As an opening day, but Nopening Day. So there's going to be a t-shirt giveaway in front of CHS Field from 5:30 to 7:30. And then a virtual festivities are going to begin at 6. Online festivities can be found on the team's Facebook and Twitter platforms. And the night will be capped off with a live fireworks show from CHS Field that will also be streamed online.
Gosh, I want to get back to a Saints game. As you guys are saying off the air, they are just so clever, aren't they? The St. Paul Saints. I cannot stress the importance of continuing to recognize our frontline workers, nurses, everyone who works on the front lines. We cannot let what they do fade from our attention and awareness. This video is meant to be funny, and I don't know if it's actually good news, but it's fun. And it's also something that's not out of the question during the pandemic. There's a nurse who comes home from work and gets, quote unquote, sanitized on the sidewalk. Somebody throws a bucket of water on her, and then it's a bucket of soapy water. It's meant to be funny. And the nurse's sister starts scrubbing her down with a long brush. Take a listen. The things that nurses and people working in hospitals have to go through, even after those, you know, 8, 10, 12-hour shifts after coming home. So there you go. Let's just keep them top of mind. All right, PT, choose your good news.
That sounds like some kind of a game that we did in the backyard in middle school or something like that, just dousing someone with a bucket of soapy water. Right. And
Super soakers,
right? And speaking of middle school, a middle school math teacher in Stillwater is getting into the parody song game with a tune called Quarantinaville. Take a listen.
Cut some trees down, taught math on Zoom. Put stuff in the blender. Fake you said would render. Grown a killing concoction to help me hang on. Hang on, hang on, everybody. Wasting away again in Quarantinaville. Slurping down another Stillwater Leo's Malt.
Filling up another Leo's malt. It's pretty cool. He sent it to all of his students as part of his 25th anniversary as a math teacher. We're talking about Mr. Lentz over there in Stillwater, giving some encouragement to his kiddos to keep things a little bit light here during this quarantine. And I'm thinking Quarantinaville, isn't that where Quarantina lives, Mandy?
Yes, it is. It sure is. Well, that was the good news. Well, now we have some not so good news coming up in Wolf Hollywood and country news. Two major tours have been canceled and postponed. We'll have all the details for you at 8:50 on The Wolf.